On the deck of a ship, under purple sails, on the queen's radiant throne, day and night, light and shadow converge. Doomed and voluptuous, the sun's last ray splashed across the river surface, binding the blood of Antony and Cleopatra. Of cultures and worlds,
a stern glow with forged gold, the wind languishing with passion, clung to the sails, in tune with the song of flutes, the silver oars cut into the water that flowed after, enamored of these touches from the vault of heaven into the abyss of night. The daylight luminary descended, its trace in the royal crown blazed like a blue lotus,
having drunk the flower's elixir and accepted Aphrodite's gift.
Antony renounced Roman law,
standing naked before the lunar queen, seduced by the Egyptian night.
He dipped the steel of his swords into the waters of the starry sky, succumbing to feminine charms, Greek wisdom and the subtle play of beauty. He watched, enchanted, as the measured vessel of her body poured its elixir into the sky. The dreaming burden of a commander and queen, arrows and power,
the hardness of stones and the fluidity of water, sweetness and tragedy, the strength and weakness of politics and love. From then on,
contradictory aboard the ship of history will abide. Will Rome be washed away by the waves of the Tiber? And the world say, will the dome of the great empire collapse? And will all kingdoms return to dust?
When with a name on his lips, he declares, my home is henceforth here.
He will enter the Tamino's of her pupil and unite with the essence of the earth, nourishing beggars and kings. Let Cleopatra's vessel shine, blazing with a hidden fire. Let Antony's heart boil.
The most fragile and strongest vessel, which filled with great passion and capsizing into the bosom of her destiny, will transcend earthly measure,
gaining